Hello.
Is it me you're looking for? Or like, hello, it's me.
Yeah.
It just depends. It just depends.
This is very true.
Yeah.
Very true. Oh, but Lionel.
This girl is a setting. Pictures and buttons. It's steady. They're like steady. This girl is a setting. Pictures and buttons.
Do you know what's so crazy? Like when people sing hello, I always wait for the next line to hear if they're singing Lionel Richie or Adele.
Oh.
Because, like, the notes are exactly the same.
Right, you are actually, and I'm always singing Lionel Richie.
The notes are exactly the same.
Hello?
Is it me you're looking for? Or, like, hello, it's me.
Yeah.
It just depends. It just depends.
This is very true.
Yeah.
Very true. Oh, but Lionel.
Oh, wow. He's part of my... Okay, Lionel.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm so glad I remember that, actually. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Welcome
How are you Black doing?
Staring, guys.
Hi.
I am Kunta.
Hello. I'm Peta.
Welcome back, guys, to Black Staring, a podcast where we look at the representation of women, black women, in film, TV, pop culture, media.
All of it.
All of it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And today, we're going to just like get straight into it.
Into our content.
With content.
That we signed up for.
I mean,
what's yours?
I'm gonna give. I mean, like, my other thing will piggyback on your thing. But the first thing, because you said Lionel Richie, I completely forgot.
Lionel.
My content is The Greatest Night in Pop.
Oh, this song!
Is a documentary on We Are the World.
We are the world.
We are the children.
We are the children. That was a beautiful. That it, it just.
That was such a good documentary.
Yeah,
I
haven't seen the
that.
Documentary though. I saw a showing
it.
Shortly. Is this
no,
new?
Watch it. Yeah, it just got put on Netflix a week or two ago.
Need to actually check it out because that
really
song.
Can
I think
tell
it's
you
one of the
so
it's
good.
One
the
of the
story
only
behind it.
Wow.
I didn't know
apparently,
there was a whole
apparently
story behind it.
Michael Jackson was like really pulling a power trip, and like it was a really egotistical
no,
situation.
You need to watch it. That's not what happened.
I've heard stories that that's what happened.
Watch the documentary. But also outside of that, because him and Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson wrote it.
Yes.
But basically they take you through the whole journey of how we got the song as a song.
Mm.
So Harry Belafonte, who was like
Harry Belafonte, activist.
So he basically
Husband
heard
to
this
Mary McGabba at some point,
I get it. They were both hot back in the day. I get it. He was fine. I get it. Anyway, rest in peace. Anyway. So Harry Belafonte called Lionel Richie, right? And was like, there are white people in the UK singing about starving children in Africa.
Oh,
and it's wild.
Remember that.
White people are singing about black children suffering and black suffering, but there are no black people singing about black suffering. Mm. That's a little bit weird.
Yeah.
So let's do something. And he had been to Africa, specifically to Ethiopia, which I hate that all of the t-shirts said USA to Africa as if we are a country and not a continent. Anyway, it's a rant for another day.
Yeah.
So he was like, can you do something? Write a song. So Lionel, Michael Jackson, and Stevie Wonder were supposed to write the song together. Stevie Wonder was nowhere to be found for like 2 or 3 weeks. They kept trying
How
to
Stevie?
Call him. He wasn't answering the phone.
That is so uncharacteristic.
So Michael and Lionel wrote it. Lionel went to Michael's house.
Kay.
He was dealing with snakes and monkeys and all the things in Neverland.
At Lionel's house?
No, at Michael Jackson's house.
Neverland.
They were all the creatures and whatever. And they wrote the song together and they were like,
forest.
Okay, we found it. And then they were like, we need to coordinate how we do this and when we do it.
Yeah.
And just like, how will we go about this? So there's this guy who basically coordinated and thought it would be a great idea to get everyone on the night of the American Music Awards, the AMAs, because he was like, everyone will be in town in LA anyway. So we're going to do it after the awards show.
Scheduling must
everyone
must
exactly
have been crazy.
With that many people
with
who are touring.
Stairs.
Cross currently touring.
Starings.
It would be crazy.
Yeah.
So he was like, we should do it the night of the AMAs. And then they coordinated this entire thing down to like, calling everyone, cold calling. It was the 80s.
Come on, come through, we need you. It was, dude.
It was like almost 40 years ago. It was like 1985.
Wow.
Cold calling people and their managers to be like, hey, we're doing this song
right now
for world peace. We need people. Is this artist in or out? And he was like, as soon as they heard that Lionel Richie was doing it, that Michael Jackson was doing it, that Stevie Wonder was doing it, people were like, okay.
I would run.
And they kept getting names and they put all the names on the board. And then somebody else had the job of coordinating the voices and deciding who's going to do a solo. But like looking at like Diana Ross is a soprano. Mm. She must go after
all in one night?
Lead singer of, they did it in one night. It's crazy. Oh. It's insane.
Yeah, I definitely need to see
that. Yeah, it's so interesting because it's like you literally coordinated that, like, okay, Dionne Warwick is going to go
you orchestrated
after this
that.
Person and Steve Perry from Journey is going to sing after this person because their and voices all are matching.
Really just
Tina Turner has a lower range, so she's going to go. And they, it's literally like everyone has a line.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know that they recorded in Quincy the same Jones, room because Quincy then produced it.
Yeah.
And even Lionel and Michael were stressing because they were like, we haven't written the song yet. Quincy Jones doesn't have anything to work with, so like we need to hurry up so that he can like arrange the music around it and whatever.
Yeah.
But it was literally like a huge recording studio and they all stood in a circle when they were doing the lead parts. They all stood in a circle and it's like you sing your line and then the next person sings their line. Like we're just
because the sound is on
doing
it's
it.
On
yeah.
Your voice.
So they interviewed like the light technicians and the sound engineer and like Lionel Richie and like they got all of this archival footage. It was really cool. Hectic. It was really good. It was really cool. Just like crazy because it's also like Quincy Jones put a sign up before you get in that said like leave your ego at the door or something because obviously like everyone is a star. Everybody's famous
and wants treatment.
Do you know what I mean? Especially. But it's like yeah and one of them even said like nobody was here with their assistant and their makeup and whatever.
People
it was
just
like, you, there are already a lot of people in the room. It's literally just you.
We don't
know but
people.
It was interesting seeing all the dynamics with the stars and who was gossiping and who got drunk and who was whatever. And like
drinking was happening.
All the
it
voices and like Bruce Springsteen. I was like, oh, I forgot that he was so
imagine,
handsome in the
80s.
He's so handsome. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, like it was cool because they were interviewing people like then and now. It's cool.
Yeah. That's dope. That's dope. I definitely
so that
need
and
to
books.
Check that out because that.
Yeah. That and books.
Yeah.
Content.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been
yeah.
reading a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mine is Charlie Wilson's Tiny Desk.
Ooh!
Yo.
Oh!
Charlie Wilson. Hey.
Outstanding is like banging my head.
Girl, you know, Tiny Desk really does the right thing. Hey.
Everyone there needs a raise.
And I think someone there was like, okay, we need the blacks here. We need the black musicians from like Motown.
Yes,
we need
they
them.
Actually
we
did
need
it
them
for
fucking here. You know, like was it
they
Black
did
History
it.
Month or was it?
They usually do like black artists. Yeah. Tandi Tamazai is actually gonna have a Tiny Desk soon.
Oh yeah.
Also,
that's amazing.
Yes. So she posted about it.
Yeah.
So usually for Black History Month they get like obviously like black artists.
Yeah.
So
oh,
this year it's Tiny Desk, Tinashe.
Tinashe
is another one.
She is gonna
and, like a few other
murderous.
People. Because last year's Black History Month they gave us Usher.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So there's always a thing.
Yeah.
But Charlie Wilson and even
there was like there was a whole list of them. Man.
There was
there
a
was
list
a,
of them. But
of
I forgot
old
there was
school.
Like a specific yeah, there was a specific reason why I did it. Why
there
they did
was.
Babyface was also in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Babyface and Abo,
oh, I think it was like
Shantae Moore.
It was a
but it was also like an old because I think was
it was all like old school
yeah.
like
yeah.
artists, yeah.
Yeah.
But they definitely did it. I don't know if it was like Music History Month. There
yeah.
was like I think it was Black Music History Month, which is usually in like July, August.
Yeah, because it was somewhere
yeah.
inside.
Like
the
it's yeah.
yeah.
But oh, so good.
Amazing. Charlie Wilson, ooh. Just like oh.
Great oh. voice. Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie.
Who's still for me, like I love still relevant.
Made me wanna shout. Woo! Listen. That Tiny Desk, oh no.
Still relevant.
Oh, still
even
relevant.
Doing remixes to Yams with like Masego and Devin Harrison. Like,
also Masego needs to. Ooh,
I,
what a guy.
What a guy.
What a guy. Ooh, what a guy.
I'll
second
never
second on my
lady
list
lady.
Is Akwa Eke Amezi.
Yes. We were just talking about
yes.
the books.
Ooh. Always reading her. Like I literally, she's my comfort. Like she's my, like I have a comfort show or a comfort
podcast. She's my comfort. Listen, she is it, eh? She's absolutely it. Like, she's all, literally, she's all I ever read. And I will start and stop. I will start and stop. Like, so it's the death. It's the death of Eve. I love it. I love going back. I really love overwatching.
No, I love going back because I will reread a book.
Yes, absolutely. I'll reread the book.
But stop start, because it's in my brain.
What do you mean stop start?
No, like, you know how some people can like read many books at the same time?
Oh yeah, no, I can do that. I can do that. I can dive into different
especially
stories.
Especially if it's fiction. Like, I have to see it through. Even if I hate it.
I mean, you see it through. You're just seeing different...
I'm like, no.
Stories
I'm
through.
I'm like, it must finish so I can start reading the other thing.
Oh, so you need them chronological.
I need the... I don't know. Not even... Yeah, like I...
Like in a...
I must like
finish. One after
yeah,
the other.
Yeah, like one after the other. Or
not
like,
simultaneously.
Yeah, because even with author... Yeah, and I love that you mentioned an author. Because I was like, oh, I want to like shout out like black authors that I've been reading.
Yeah, no. It's really them, guys.
It's them.
But also
like,
the American
yeah,
authors
are also... Yeah, because I've been into like...
Lovely on in the
T.R.
Canon,
Williams and you know, Kennedy Ryan and like A.E. Valdez who have just been writing like black dramas and like black romances. Incredibly well nuanced stories like... Some are set in the Harlem Renaissance in the 20s and others are set now. And just like, people are writing. I feel like books are good. Books
always
are really
been,
good.
Always been, you know.
They have always been. I forgot for a little bit.
Never
but
that.
No, but like, when I say I forgot, I just mean that like I wasn't
reading as much.
As much. It was just more like... No, I'll always experience the value. I more mean like I hadn't found...
Your thing.
Like a genre per se. Like I dibbled and dabbled in like different kinds of fiction and fantasy and like African novels and whatever.
Because
yeah,
when you
like
start
I did
out,
a lot of dibbling.
Yeah,
and dabbling.
Because I remember my reading in high school was like I was reading all sorts of things. Like I was reading from Twilight to
Twilight
to,
I'm sorry,
you know, to Shakespeare, to everything that we had to read, but also stuff
but
in
also,
the library, the twins,
like, the Sweet Valley,
that was my life.
Oh, Sweet
that was
University.
My life, baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh, loved Lily, Jessica, and Elizabeth.
Oh,
loved them. Oh, my gosh,
like Babysitter's Club and like,
you know, and
two of a kind, the Austin
up,
twins,
yes,
like all of those
exactly.
books that we grew up with.
But
then
like,
where are our stories? Cause I was always like Zake some dab, but like not all the time though. You know what
then,
I mean?
And then you, and like, then and then and then you meet Titi Dagnaremba.
That's
nervous.
Still
that
has one of the
first.
Nervous conditions. Still has
like,
one of the best
guys.
Opening lines
oh,
of
the
book
whole.
Ever.
Oh,
I was just like, bah, sucker punch.
No,
how
no.
could you start a book like that?
Oh,
that's
no,
crazy.
No. Yeah, you know, about Chimamanda.
And like Chimamanda,
Oh, no, all of them, man. Like,
yeah, it just felt like, okay,
yeah,
we're here now.
Yeah,
cooking,
yeah.
Cooking,
you know, bell hooks in them,
cooking.
Even. That's why I'm also talking about Alice Walker and James.
It's
you
so,
know, like, it's
I feel like
it's
I need
a
to
nice
read, because I'm, like, still
Toni Morrison.
All About Love. But I'm, like, I haven't, I need to... properly
Roxanne,
read bell hooks.
Yeah. Yeah,
as
no,
an adult.
Absolutely.
Love Roxanne
Gay.
Love Roxanne
Gay, bruh.
Love Roxanne
writers,
Gay.
Writers,
yeah,
author.
It's just like we
love her so much,
people
man.
Are,
yeah,
like
yeah.
it's been really nice, and I
yeah.
think yeah, for me the pandemic definitely helped me like rediscover
yeah.
reading again
yeah.
outside of book club, because I would be like, okay, I'm reading for book club, and this is cool because we would like rotate and whatever, but then
yes.
I was like, okay, I've remembered reading for me.
Yeah. For fun.
For funsies.
For funsies.
And reading it's so fun.
Yeah, it really is. And you just get...
Like, how do you
right
imagine?
Because right now,
I
am just
imagine?
Heartbroken.
It's like a whole universe.
I am just heartbroken at what is happening again.
And
it's
book,
like,
you see,
dude. Because
then you'll get invested.
You know, you
and you'll think
invested,
about it the whole day.
You know,
and you'll
just
wait
like,
until you can finish it again.
And also, it's like, with Okweke, she is a... Igbo, she's like a Nigerian American, but she's mostly Nigerian and based in America. So her writing is like she has
you
that
can
cadence.
Feel that
she has
yeah.
she has that Igbo in there, and I love reading that as well with African literature. Is
Same.
The dialect is the way African people
yeah.
speak across
yes.
regions.
It's
beautiful. It's
really
it's beautiful.
Good.
I used to really love your you know your yeah your Zakes and Dads like.
capturing Joburg, capturing our kind of like situation. I also used to loved it.
Khalid Hussein.
A thousand splendid sons.
Oh my God.
I got that for my brother. I thought it was amazing.
Book.
And
what
then the prophets as well. We move into
and
the
Kaidrana and Paulo Coelho. Paulo, the
alchemist. One thing I have to say.
I need to read it.
Another content.
I read it too early.
I read it, but I then listened to it.
Oh,
guys,
I should try the audiobook.
Audiobooks. Come, let's jump, guys. Let's jump on here. Oh my God. But also, it's the kind, like, beautifully narrated.
All of them, Veronica goes to die, and like, Ryder, and like, all of his books,
you know,
just like.
Just, there's that.
Getting to the crux of like human nature.
Spirituality as well.
Yes.
Very much a, you know. And that's the kind of stuff I really love. Yeah. So
It's good. It's good. Reading has been just honestly life changing and like
the gift.
Yeah, like it's nice even to read books that are like really funny.
Exactly
also,
that.
Yeah,
like
it doesn't
guys.
All have to be like serious.
Nothing beats the feeling of
books.
Laughing while
like,
you're reading,
really
guys.
Nice.
It's like it's such a delicious little like.
Yeah,
oh
I'm
my
like Bolu Baba Lola. I'm like you write. The honey and spice is like hilarious. I'm like, this
honey
is
honey and spice. I think
it's so funny. So she wrote Love and Color as well.
Oh, okay.
She's a I think also Nigerian British.
Okay.
So Love and Color is a collection of essays about Black love, like exploring Black love. Really, really interesting. And then Honey and Spice, she wrote first but released second, like after.
Oh, interesting.
So it's set and like. Again in the UK, but almost like a Black university, which is really cool.
Nice,
as a context.
Like a Howard.
So it feels like dear white people in some ways.
I see.
Or like, yeah, so there's like all the shenanigans of being university, but like Black and British.
Yeah,
so
nice.
There's like the friends from the diaspora and like really funny, really interesting. And like the, oh yes, I said dear white people because the main character like hosts this radio show that everyone listens to. Then her and her arch nemesis, quote unquote, end up being co-hosts. I think they even call it Brown Sugar or something. There's like a D'Angelo reference somewhere in there.
Wow.
But like the way that she references pop culture in her work.
Oh yeah,
is really, really nice. Yeah, like Tia Williams does the same really well as well. Like, and it's very interesting because it's like
it feels
like it feels set in
time.
In this time.
Yeah,
it's like deeply anchored in this time. And like it's really cool. It's really, really cool.
Yeah.
But like it was laugh out loud funny.
Oh.
So I'm like, it doesn't all have to be like highbrow and whatever.
Yeah.
Like just find books that you're into that are interesting.
Right.
Or even audiobooks.
Yeah.
Because listen to podcasts anyway.
Yeah, you know, might as well
listen to a chapter.
Flip on to listen to a chapter. And also they're quicker. But you know, nothing. I never want to advise people or just tell people to listen instead of or go for audiobooks.
I know that
calling
I'm a purist.
Them audiobooks is for me like
I'm definitely a purist.
Was something because I believe in reading and I believe in books. I still am the person who is like I need the hard copy. I need to take a lot to deliver the hard copy here.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I differ.
Books?
I love going to
I'm struggling to migrate to digital reading and I need to.
I digitally read a lot.
Yeah, it's important.
I use my phone as a Kindle, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I really love it, then I need the hard copy.
Yes.
Like, there are a lot of books that I, like, I always do a book haul, like, every few months because I'm like, this, oh my God, this Emily Henry book, like I need the hard copy.
And also just books is decorating.
It's nice
I
to
use
feel
books to decorate
to
as
just
well.
Feel it in your hands.
Yeah, like as a
and see it and like the artwork and like it's a whole thing.
It's
really
a whole
good
thing. Books,
we love books.
Books in your hands. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect thing.
Yeah.
Perfect thing, yeah. Okay. So we're gonna jump into business. Of why we're here, but before that, we're gonna go through
our barometer, our black staring test
for you.
So we measure a number of things, really, as people.
Really, because
the first is whether black women pander into stereotypes. Do they play into stereotypes? The second is what their relationships are like. You know, this leans on the Bechdel test in whether there's a strong relationship between women that isn't centered around men.
Yeah.
Then we look at bodies on bodies on bodies. What is the visual diet? Are they light skinned? Are they dark skinned? Are they big girls? Is it only skinny girls? What's going on? You know? Then we look at the idea of diversity and where the Africans are and how they show up, where the queer people are. Are they eroticized? Like, what is happening there? And then the last thing that we really like to look at is the range of human complexity
and emotion.
And emotion. Let's see joy, but also chaos. Yeah. Let's see you light up a car, chaos. But also fall into
tears. I love chaos, hey?
Yeah.
Not get rid of chaos. Yo.
I do not.
I know you.
I have a propensity for it.
Right? But there's I don't
like it. Yeah.
I mean, I like to watch chaos. I don't like to experience chaos. No, no, no. It's and I think line. That's just, it is.
But fine line.
True, there is a fine line.
Sometimes okay. it'll find you.
Yeah. Sometimes you're watching it happen to you.
Yeah.
Damn. Anyways. So yeah, like a range of emotions. We like it. And our black women in there doing the things.
Yeah.
Today we are looking at Rap Shit Season 2. But
also
womp,
womp, very womp, no, and genuinely womp, sad. Womp. Not even like a womp.
No, genuinely sad. Me, hey.
No, seriously.
Because also, how did it end in the freaking air? Like it ends in mid air.
I hate it so much.
You know, so it's been cancelled, and we're talking about black shows being cancelled too soon. What's up? With
too
that?
Many you of know, them.
Too many of them. There's a list. We did our research.
A terrible.
We did our Googles. There's a list.
Long list.
There's a list.
And it always feels like, for me, it's the black shows that aren't centered around pain that get cancelled. I'm just saying. Sometimes it feels like that. I'm not going to lie. It's all the ones that are fantasies or sci-fi.
Right. They don't want us to have fun.
Or comedies. They're like, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. Because I really loved the musical, The Get Down.
Yeah, The Get
about
Down.
About the evolution of hip-hop. Yeah. About the origin
that was so cool.
The Get Down
nicely,
was really cool.
The costume, everything.
Cinematic.
That was the story.
And they said it's
that
too was, expensive. That's why that
that's
got
That's what
canceled.
They said with...
That was the reason for that.
What's the riches? Is it...
Riches?
Riches.
I'm so mad about riches.
Yeah, because it was
I'm
so good.
I'm so upset was, about riches.
It looked like it was...
It
absolutely
was
expensive.
Delicious
was
to watch. Delicious. Riches. In and they were also flying Dalton. Across countries. They were like, we're in London, but we're
the
also in New York in
well.
This episode. A beautiful black millionaire people. The soundtrack was Afro Beats. Riches
so they
was so
like,
nice.
We can't give you all this
and
money.
And Amazon Prime said,
why do you blacks get to have all this
I,
money?
No, but I really liked Riches. I'm actually genuinely upset about
people
Riches.
I really
loved Riches. Because it was just like, why would you care? Like, there's people watched it. And for me, that's also my issue now, is that black shows are getting cancelled, even when the viewership is high. Mm. Even when they're winning awards. A black lady sketch show is an example. Why has that been cancelled? Robin
no
Today.
No ways. Has black
sketch show been cancelled? Robin Today. Is it Today? I don't know how you say it.
Thiri, I think.
Robin Thiri?
Yeah.
And that entire cast just went up there for winning an Emmy. And then they got cancelled. Literally just now in January they won an Emmy. And then got cancelled. And I was just
like, listen, guys.
When was the last time there was ever a comedy sketch show made by black women, for
black
women, starring black women, produced by black women,
you know,
black lady courtroom,
funny.
Black lady courtroom.
Guys,
I'm just like,
iconic.
This sucks.
I can't believe black lady sketch show is. I think I'm actually
chopping block.
More.
It's gone. Like, I was literally so shocked because somebody made a list. Somebody made a list of the ones that were... And I was like, wait, what?
And it's interesting that
immediately
you
immediately Googled.
Like, it's got to do with joy. It's got to do
it's
with
weird.
The fact that...
It's like a weird choice because...
You know, Southside is also something that's really funny, you know, or something that...
Oh, Love Life also cancelled.
Yeah.
And the second season with William Jackson Harper was really good. And Jessica Williams. It was really good.
Wow.
And then, even though they wouldn't have been the focus of season 3, I still would have liked to see how they continued. Because even Anna Kendrick came in this. So they always kind of continue. Like
not
the
one
the
with
universe.
Jessica Williams.
That one. Love
what?
Live. The one where the first season was Anna Kendrick. And then the second one
was
Thingy from Happy Endings and Jessica.
Yes.
It's cancelled.
Wow.
I'm like, everything
wow,
is cancelled.
Okay. That's crazy, hey?
It makes me hacked. And, like, Girlfriends doesn't sting as much, like, Girlfriends being cancelled because it happened so long ago.
Yeah. But it's interesting because people keep bringing up a film and like even the cast members are from Tracy, and like even Mara Brock has even said that they could do a film of Girlfriends, which would be interesting, but they keep saying they want the right budget, like everyone to be paid right, which I completely understand.
Yeah,
that's absolutely completely valid. Yeah. But I'm like, imagine if Girlfriends got the treatment of Gilmore Girls, where it's like you're giving us four hours, right? They remade it into like a four part special. And each part was an hour for like each season or something.
That's what Girlfriends But I was means. Like, we
Girlfriends deserve that because it just felt rushed. Yeah. Like, I'd want a film really or I'd like just, want a special kind of thing. It felt so rushed after the writer's strike. It was just like a mess.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you mentioned the writer's strike, because this is also happening
after the writer's strike.
Yeah, after the writer's strike. And it's like, I mean, Taraji was on some sort of tour these holidays. I mean, talking about,
she was touring The Color Purple, to be fair.
Yeah, no, I'm sleazy. She was. But on it, she was talking about how dismal it all is, how the budgets that they get, you know, they have to split between teams and everyone has to get paid and like there's no money. And I'm just like, but
how did it happen?
How is there no money? And they always say, and that reason that that it's either low viewership or financial reasons.
It's
too expensive.
That blah, blah, blah. It's always
the
just
low viewership is a lie.
I'm like, that's it's a lie. People support these shows.
Yeah.
Because even with Mara, remember how upset we were about Love Is being canceled?
Yeah, that was crazy, hey?
I'm like, I'll never get to see what happened to Nouria and Nazir.
But I mean, that was
okay, but that was personal.
That was of their own causing.
No! Do you know what I'm upset about? Star.
Yes, that's the one! That's the one that was like...
I'm upset about Star. With Queen Latifah.
Star studded. That show looked expensive, though. It definitely looked like it was costing a lot of money. Hey?
Okay, but they let Empire go on for seasons. Yeah. And Star was better than Empire, if you ask me.
I'm sure, hey?
Ooh, it's so...
Because Empire...
It had me in a joke. Empire, we all stopped watching one episode and never went back. That feels like what happened. I missed a week and then I just never went back. Empire.
Oh, yeah. You
with Lucius Lyon and Cookie.
Because we were watching at some point.
Everybody
we
was watching. You all watched season one. We said,
all
yes.
tuned in. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Season two came. Yes. That's when. And then we all started.
Yeah. It, and then
dropping
it was
like dropping like flies. Then it just. Yeah. Yeah. But. Ooh.
Rainy nights in Georgia.
Yep. Johannesburg.
Cindy Corbett.
Yeah. But genuinely, like. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's ridiculous to me. They've done
it to rap shit. They
did it to rap
shit.
The funnest, most
seducing and scheming.
You know, like what's
wrong with
rap
shit? It was literally about...
Please tell me what's
wrong. Wasn't it based on City Girls?
Yeah, yeah.
It was, right?
Yeah, it was based on like Miami kind of City Girls and their whole like thing, rapping and...
Like, literally, it was a feel-good show.
Like, oof, so let's talk about season two.
Yeah, because people... Oh, sorry... Yes, we should. Sorry, I just remembered Grand Crew as well as an example of like
which one is
comedy
Grand Crew?
Show. I think it had a season or two. But it also, it's like a comedy. It's like a Friends, How I Met Your Mother, Living Single vibe. Where it's like a group of friends.
Yeah.
And then they just...
Cancelled. The Boondocks, I also remember, was cancelled way too soon. Martin was cancelled way too soon.
I really, really liked that.
So much gets cancelled.
I know. Oh, even Lovecraft that we were talking about.
Lovecraft
County.
I think after season two.
Did it even get a season two? Oof.
It did.
Okay, no, I'm glad that it
sure.
did. I'm glad that it did.
Yeah, I'm
the
not
Carmichael
sure,
show
sure.
I really liked.
The Carmichael show.
She's Gotta Have It. Okay, I do believe that the film was better. Of She's Gotta Have It then.
Yeah, then the series.
The Netflix series.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sad, sad, sad. Even Ziwe.
Ziwe! And Ziwe was so good. I mean, but you know what? I feel like Ziwe would have been. It was like very much like. But it's like,
they let
why
her get
are we
away
still,
with it.
Why
like,
are we
but
still
I'm like, she should just put that shit on YouTube.
Yeah, and I think she has. She's got her own thing somewhere.
I'm
I think
glad
on
she should.
Because
I don't know if you saw Issa Rae talking about it because they just interviewed her.
She, yeah.
I forgot what magazine it was for, but even she was talking about, like, starting a network or something, yeah, so like, that this doesn't happen. And I was like, girl, you have to, because this can't keep happening. Well, it's like sucks.
Crazy, because that's what Tyler Perry also had to do. Had yes. to build his own lot.
And, I mean, we'll say a lot of things about Tyler Perry, but he's paying people well.
He really is.
He's one of the few...
He's carrying black entertainment.
Few people that are, you know, really paying, like, the actors for the work. Actors, that they, and they're paying them working, accordingly. Because even Taraji said Tyler Perry is one of the first people to pay her.
Yeah.
Like, what she thinks she deserves. Yeah. Ain't that something?
And, you know, if so it's crazy because it's like, that means the money does exist. You know, Tyler Perry is living proof that... money is coming in bags and bags and bags, hey?
Because we'll complain about it, but we'll still watch it.
Yeah. And I mean, it's making money. Like, listen, Tyler Perry, yeah, no, I don't know how and
where.
And he has
that whole production studio.
Yeah, like, literally a lot. Disneyland.
Taking it in. It's his lot.
You know, he's
now.
Got People the he's got the White House in there.
They shot Black Panther in there.
Yeah.
They did the Bad Boys reunion in there. The Bad Boys for Life
in the
in
money.
There.
Yeah. Tyler Perry, great entrepreneur. Yeah. Great entrepreneur. I'll give him that. You are the entrepreneur of the century.
Yes. Yes. Him and Oprah will still pay for their crimes.
Oprah, dude.
Have to say it.
And I mean, it's interesting, actually, because, like, Cat Williams is also that crazy rant. That three-hour rant.
Did you watch that?
I did. But it was a rant, but it was all over the show.
Oh, no.
Also,
Shay. He was interviewing himself, though. Shay wasn't.
It's useless.
He was fumbling.
What interviewing?
Now hold on now. Now hold on, Kat. Now hold on.
So
you can't say that.
I didn't know that. Like,
Shay. Kat interviewed himself and he said, I'm going to take
Kat
this.
Kat interviewed. He took it and he. But he's brilliant. He's brilliant.
He's so brilliant. Do you know what?
He's brilliant,
said,
but he is unhinged.
No, but it's interesting because he said, me being here is going to bring truth tellers to your platform.
Yeah.
And
which
do you know
had.
Who was the
Tom
guest
Monique.
Last week?
Monique. And I was like, I need to watch that. I have not. I'm going to watch it. I said Monique.
No, I 100% want to watch it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know it's good.
Yeah.
Ooh,
absolutely.
I
mean, Kat was... Kat said, yo. I mean, also.
Said, oh, wait, my favorite line. You have an unnatural allegiance to losers, and it's very unlikely. It's like, oh, that's a drag.
Yeah.
I'd be so embarrassed if somebody said that to me.
Because he literally drags Shay at the beginning of the interview and is like, you let people sit
Come
on your and couch and lie to you.
Nah. And you don't even fact check
help
if
you
they're telling
the
truth.
You don't.
And he
but
said,
"Your show's really
nah,
great."
Now nah, hold on, Kat. Nah, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm a, no, and even
he
he's like, "Oh,
he's
but I don't think."
It
but then it's
idea,
like, but what are you doing then?
People are
just
here to come.
It's
check.
Just vibes. But yeah, so he said, "Why Cedric the Entertainer? He doesn't sing. He doesn't dance. He doesn't entertain.
Yeah.
He doesn't even write his own jokes." Oh, I feel like I had so
Sorry,
many moments where I was like, "He did
too many."
No, he did.
Too many moments.
Twitter detectives
like,
said,
absolutely.
We're ready. And they literally did side by side. I was like, oh, Cedric.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that clip.
It was bad.
And I mean, the response is also just like, you know.
And again, in the responses from celebrities, nobody said Cat Williams was lying. So
nobody's ever said. And I mean,
none of you said he was
nobody
lying.
Would.
You guys
he
all said,
that.
I can't believe he said that. But you didn't say he lied on me. I didn't
I
say
mean,
X,
he
Y.
Said
Even Ice Cube corroborated,
it,
like,
yeah. He spoke about Kevin Hart.
Oh, he said it was an industry plug.
Which
I wouldn't
is
be
something
shocked.
That I've,
that's not untrue.
The lightning is lightening, hey?
Rainy days.
But yeah, an industry plant. And it's interesting for me, like this chat about there being industry plants.
I love
hey?
It. I think
because
so
I remember
true.
Who else was told?
Jennifer Lopez.
Yes, Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. And I heard something about the white girl. But I don't think she is, the young white girl.
There's so many.
Not
Which
Taylor,
one?
Not Taylor Swift, but gosh, I forget her name. Dua
Lipa?
Yeah. But I don't
really?
Know. Interesting. But what is this concept? It then goes back to like...
The concept of like... The concept of being an industry plug.
Plant.
Industry plant.
Yeah.
Is that you have very minimal talent. You just have a team of really big studio execs who want you to be the new guy.
Yeah.
And they will push you and position you to be the guy. For Jennifer Lopez, you can see how that's true, because her whole career is because Tommy Mottola wanted revenge on his ex-wife, who was Mariah Carey. Because
her singing career.
Mariah would want a sample or to work with someone, and he would steal the samples
and
sabotage. And Kevin Hart as well. It's like, you, I could believe that, because it's like,
yeah, there's just something about Kevin Hart. There's something that is about just the vibe. Like, always. I mean, and I would also have believed that about Chance the Rapper at some point. Chance was also very much like everywhere you go, like singing about everything. Like, I feel like that's an industry plant trait where you're just like really commonplace. Like, you get
like
all the deals. You can't you're avoid at them. Super Bowl, yeah.
You're the guy.
You're that guy.
They make you the guy.
Yeah, you've got the movie on Netflix, the main one. You've got the headlining show. You've got the tour. You've got the deal. You've got the thing with Nike. You've got the thing.
Chance fall off, eh?
Yeah, no, he fell off. Absolutely, he did. But, you know, just that. It's
but again, that was interesting, because that was also just him not listening to his team. Because there was the album, because remember, like, Acid Rap and Coloring Book. And
yeah, Acid Rap was great.
Ooh, this was really great.
After that, I left the show.
I loved Coloring Book also. But, like, after that, there was, is it called The Big Day? There's an album he made around his wedding.
Oh.
That is particularly not great.
Ooh.
And apparently his team would like, do this as a gift for your wife, but don't release it. Like, this is not a good idea.
Yikes.
And he did it anyway, and it flopped like bad.
Hectic.
It's not good. Like,
why is he like, is it corny?
It's really corny, but it's also just like not good. It just,
it ain't good.
You know, when you listen to something once and you're like, yeah,
it's not good.
I'd be okay if I never heard that again.
Nice one, but thanks.
See, I can't even give it a nice one. I'm like, it was fine.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, I don't know where we got lost.
Rap shit, yes. Rap shit. So, quickly, gonna give thoughts about rap shit.
Oh my gosh, season 2 is a mess. Shauna and I meant, Shauna and Mia, the
seducing
and
scheming.
What is the name of their group? What is the name? Do they have a name? They don't have a name.
I don't think they have a name. They don't.
They don't have a name?
No, I don't think they have a name. Isn't it just Shauna and Mia?
No. Okay.
Yeah.
They are super messy this season. Everyone, from Shauna to Cassidy to and Cassidy Shame.
Oh,
Chastity. I don't know if it's is it Chastity or Cassidy?
Chastity.
Oh, okay, cool.
As the manager,
she gets.
Oh, and the tassels with the other dude, Francois,
who is disgusting.
Yeah, he's gross.
But I enjoy that all the characters are making bad choices. It's literally a mess. Like, Shauna and Maurice and her situation with the
fraud.
With the fraud is just...
With the credit cards at the hotel.
Yeah. And just...
I did want them to catch up with her.
Literally is not my favorite. Like, she's got it going on. She's got the raps, you know. But then she listens
she's
to
annoying.
France.
She's so
then
annoying.
She listens to Francois. Like, Francois is not literally a disgusting narcissist pimp. Like,
she's so annoying. Do you know what?
Rain?
Do you know when she lost me? To be honest, Shauna lost me in season 1, where they had that performance at the Rich, some basketball player's house.
Yeah.
It was the episode where Timberland was there. And
oh, yes,
like
yes.
And they were performing, and they did the first song. And then she starts rapping by herself, just on a tangent. This weird conscious rap about the industry, and it just feels like so weird. And then she throws it to me, and she's like, yeah, speak your truth. And it's like, bro, this is not, why do we rehearse?
Why do we rehearse?
Now you want me to freestyle.
She's crazy. And it's like, this thing of her wanting to...
be a rapper, but like a
real rapper, a conscious rapper, but like
having wearing to
masks. Remember those masks that she used to wear? Oh my god!
You know, and so we get into this season with Mia not feeling her that much because of all of that bullshit.
Yeah, and it was bullshit. You know, can you do that to me?
Like, but Mia's got her own thing going on. She is also just.
I mean,
hoeing around.
I would have known she's not hoeing around.
She's hoeing around. She's had a whole phase.
She's with Lamar. She's with her baby daddy.
She's not with Lamar. She's not with Lamar.
She started with him, and then she went with the rapper. Never with
that guy. And she was with the rapper. She was never with him. They slept together. They slept together. But
then remember, they were both like, oh, that's right. And then as soon as the rapper dude came, she was like,
The rapper dude then showed her ass on his story with a cockeyed.
Those stupid emojis.
Like, I don't understand that guy. I don't understand that character. I don't understand the meaning. I hate when people do that. Like, do people, like, with, yeah.
That's insane, because I'm just, like, rather not post. Like, it's crazy to, like, just put a giant emoji over someone's head. What a weird thing to do. I'm like, just, what did you rather not?
It's just basically saying, I want you to look at this part of the picture, not that.
Or, like, I'm hiding where she is. I'm like, oh, this is. Silly.
I mean, sir. But you know, sometimes it works. Hey, if you want to hide your person, but why show us the picture?
You see,
yeah, you don't have to show us. Like, the picture. What's the reason? Or is it a Valentine? Oh, you just don't want to show that her was identity. A Valentine's.
It was like we're hiding her identity, but it was like, I mean, really. To Lord AK getting set on fire.
Like,
so much happened also in that second season. Why is Lord
AK so depressed?
Because he doesn't want it. He just wants to make the music. He doesn't want to be famous like that.
Yeah, which is the same thing that Shauna. So they had that resonance.
Yeah, in common.
To be like, we are conscious.
Oh, but he really did set himself on fire.
Setting himself. That also, just scary. How that happened was like, I don't know how that happened. Sure. I do not know how that happened.
Because they were about to get it on, and then he couldn't get it up.
He couldn't get it up.
And then he got upset, even more depressed over that. Then he went outside, jiggy.
Woof. And it was like literally
seeing flames.
Flaming man. That was the guy that we saw.
At a Spotify party. No, it was like a billboard party. Yeah, it was like a billboard party. Like
some sort of party.
But it's like, yo, that's hectic, eh?
Gosh, and not the scene where the guy, his one of his like
annoying ass right-hand man,
dog, just tossing whatever kind of Hennessy on Shawnee. Like, there's nothing more disrespectful, hey, and harassing. Yeah, than
throwing a drink at someone. Yeah.
And it's like, they were playing
that game where he would kick the ugly girls out. Oh, terrible, honestly.
Just terrible. And
I wouldn't even say they were ugly either. Like, nobody's it was just, ugly,
dude. It's just. And also, what kind of game is this? And Shawnee. It's Shauna. I don't know. I'm thinking of Shawnee from Shaquille O'Neal's wife from Basketball Wives. Shauna answers the question about the
who are the members of the Wu-Tang. And she's like, and boom. Then he does that and he to gets her. Pissed because he's like, oh, you think you're so smart with the drink. It?
Like, how small of a dick do you have to have, sir? Anyways. Terrible. Yeah. So
much happens.
Mia is also with another guy.
Oh, Courtney, the other rapper. Cute. Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, Courtney.
Not the one with the hair, the other guy.
Both of them. I was like, there's different types.
Yeah, you know. But also, I love the friends. Mia's friends say I love.
Oh, I always think of her as Tasha from Insecure. Nelly and then Lucia. Like, as the choms who just.
They are always adding
2 cents. Like,
you know.
Because they all technically went to high school together.
Absolutely. But great peanut gallery.
Oh, they hate Shauna. They think she's so annoying. Which she is.
Which she is. Absolutely. She is. She's got a point right there.
It's annoying because we never know. Maurice gets sent to jail or he goes to the drunk at the end of the season. And they have just released their hit single. Yeah. And
it's like this video of
them. They are like, honestly, a weird video. And it's like, you know what?
Of them,
but it's like they're about to make it. They're on the cusp of success, and we never are gonna get to see it. We'll never get to see it.
Yeah, it's crazy. It
got cancelled.
Yeah. But I also want to talk about Rain, the white girl, and how she and how they treat her. And I absolutely enjoy that. I absolutely enjoy that. It's almost like a reversal of how they will treat the only black in a white show.
Yes.
Just
yes.
very stereotypically of how we view y'all white people sometimes. You know, Rain yeah. is just... Rain is...
She's whack.
Whack. Whack. I can't believe people like
corny,
that exist,
corny,
hey?
Appropriate. What do you mean? I mean, we grew up with Gwen Stefani and Fergie. Girl, oh, people like
come
that
on,
exist.
Don't
come
say
on
that about Gwen Stefani. I
love,
girl.
I love them both, oh. but they were appropriators. They were.
They were, but you got to be good.
Gwen Stefani was good. Oh, she was eating
was
she
good.
Was
she really was.
It. And she appropriated every race. She didn't even
she really did. She did Latina. She was like
she
Asian.
Was a Harajuku girl. She was a holla back girl.
She was like
a rich
listen,
girl with
culture
ease.
No borders. Me. No. We are one. Like
yep.
one thing.
We are the
you
world.
Know?
We are the
we
children.
Are the, listen,
yep.
you made that song.
Honestly. Like it was great. Even Fergie Fergs. Ooh, clean Fergs. White woman who was there talking about my humps. Was yeah. a whole thing. We grew up with that. And now, in retrospect, you're like, eesh, yikes.
Yeah. Fergie was also at Super Bowl at some point, right? She was also... Can you imagine that? Like,
no,
what's
no,
happening?
She wasn't the halftime performer, though.
But she sang.
No, she sang the national anthem at a basket yeah, she... at an NBA All-Star
yeah.
game. Which
okay.
was horrible.
That's
what that I'm... is the one that went viral. Mm. Where they were trying not to laugh. With the players were trying not to laugh.
It's like, guys, how are you choosing
oh, man.
All the people that
oh,
are
man.
Not vocally?
And that American national anthem is hard to sing.
Yeah,
it's such a dramatic
goes,
little song.
It goes into keys.
Yo,
it
goes
into that last.
You
key.
Need to be able to sing. Yeah. Hey, for that, yeah, you're all
and
those,
alone.
Yeah,
singing alone.
Fergie,
why would you do that to Fergie?
And Fergie will also sing doing cartwheels. Like, what a chaotic hand.
For that body is...
For your life. And you're like, what's happening? This
she
is
wants
wild.
To show you she can.
But she can't,
she
though.
She wants to show you she can.
So she can't. Yeah, no. Yeah,
yes.
but Rain. No, Rain
yeah.
was good. I did
and
love the episode where
they
were,
like,
were in LA and then they did, like, a freestyle on the fly and... kind of like this too
yeah loved it loved all
loved
the
that.
And I mean I think they're cool I think they're dope
I like
their
duo
I would
like
it.
No I literally
and
listened to the songs
music
after
as well they had a lot
yeah
of
the soundtrack is good
as well.
The soundtrack is good
yeah.
like they usually put it up
yeah.
like in tandem
really
with the season I really which is a very Issa Rae to do because Insecure hello
yeah.
but yeah I really liked it and I'm sad like yeah. a lot of the shows that have left us that we'll never get to see the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, we'll never get to see the end. I mean...
Because it's not like a Brooklyn Nine-Nine where people petition for it to be...
But that's the thing. That
network.
Can happen.
It can, but it's rare. It hasn't happened for a black show. It really hasn't.
I think Issa can make it happen. I think she's really pissed off about them cancelling Rap.
She needs to be pissed off.
I think she's really... Because
it was good.
Because I read some post where she was like, I'm tired. I'm going to open up my own shit.
She should.
She
like,
should.
Genuinely, she should.
But it's like now... Like, there's only so much that Issa can do, you know?
Because she's one person
like,
also.
Like,
Issa can't save the world of black television.
Like...
We would like it if she did.
Yeah,
love your work.
But
love
I feel
work.
Like... You don't have to pay
but
for it all. You know, like, you don't have to fit the bill, bruh. You're fitting
yeah.
the bill at this point.
And I'm like,
but hey, you know.
Together.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what if all the rich people banded together and then they shot it by Tyler Perry's studio and then they made, like, a little black Netflix or Amazon or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah. yeah. Like a BET.
Like an idiot for saying that.
And we know how
yes,
that,
like BET. But
know
BET
how
was
that.
Started
it
by
really
white
was.
Men, so he had black people run it and be the face, but and they got in hot water after the Grammys.
Yes.
Like idiots.
Oh.
That was so silly of them to do also. BET, you can't be the people. They had these Instagram posts of like it was the sentiment of like you shouldn't care about Grammys, went come back home to BET. Everyone was like, don't act like BET. You guys weren't giving BET awards to white people.
Like.
Also.
BET was a mess, bruh.
You guys are a
well,
mess.
Well, everything.
You're a mess.
No, BET is a mess.
And the BET Awards, even last year, horrendous. BET
disappointed. So it has kind of failed.
I want to find the post.
No, man.
So cringe. So cringe.
No, BET they said just...
oh, it was such a... It was like a corny-ass thing. Oh, maybe they deleted it. Because people... Your people dragged them. Everyone was like, not you guys.
Yeah.
Saying we must advocate for people like you're advocating for
as
us.
As if.
Stop it.
As if. Like, oh, the show's on BET also. Like, just...
Ish, I mean, there was...
They are. I really liked... What was it? The one where... Was it... almost like celebrity true stories? Like, where they would go back... They would document... Like, those were interesting. Like, a lot of hip-hop... Like, they did one on... on Lil Wayne, they did one on Nivea.
Huh.
Where are they now? Some type of show.
Oh, okay, remember. Okay.
That's about it. That's about it from BET. Also, I don't think we got a lot
Oh,
of,
I did like First Wives Club.
Gotcha, which one was
First? Oh, yes. Was
that on BET? That was BET? No.
Wasn't it? It was. Was it? I think it was.
Oh, I think it was like towards the end.
Yeah.
What?
But... Yeah.
What it is right now.
Honestly.
Yeah.
All we can say is stop canceling black shows.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Do we want to rate Rap Shit season 2? But it's not like it's even... I would like to see a season 3. I would.
I would. If we could. So if there's a universe where that could happen, I would 100% watch it.
Yeah. Because it really is like full range of emotions.
The bodies are there.
The queer storyline as well. Chastity.
Chastity.
This is what I wanted to get into. Chastity's character is interesting. And everyone's character is interesting in how they've kind of grown and making shitty choices. Mm. But Chastity is... just doesn't catch a break. Chastity does
she
not doesn't. Catch a break.
Oh, she catches so many.
And
hours.
She just she gets beat down this season. She gets her face rearranged.
Yo.
But she also gets a love story, which I'm like,
she
okay,
does.
Nice. The
I
queer,
did
the
like
queer
that.
Guy gets a love story.
I actually
like
did
it.
Really
you know,
like
just,
that.
Just as
she's
just as
self-sabotage.
Cute. Just as cute.
She's very cute.
But she's a fucking firecracker. She's crazy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's
just why. Why? Get to the ghetto.
But she's
you know?
One of those people. Who can get shit done.
Yeah.
And she'll make a plan.
Yeah.
Because she hustles for them.
Bruh.
She hustles for them.
And then Francois wants to... Francois is disgusting, hey? Francois is abusive.
Honestly. Where he made them stay, that was disgusting.
Yeah. And like, what was it like? It was like a trailer, like a U-Haul.
Like a moat.
And then
no, it was a motel where you saw like blood stains in the carpet and all these disgusting things. You are... Chastity needed to get a W.
Yeah, and she was about to with the relationship that she had, but
she sabotaged it.
Yeah, she said because they were sabotaging her. They were putting her under pressure.
And
Francois wants to kick her to the curb.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I rap shit.
Yeah, no, it was
Hate
interesting.
Hate to see it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it really did check all the boxes for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it really did. It really did. Sad to see it leave. But
and diverse. Like, they weren't even Africans per se, but they were Haitians, though, because Maurice
and
his cousin
were
Haitian.
Yeah, Mauritian. And that, like, that's Issa's brother from Insecure.
Yes, Amal.
Interesting,
yes.
Interesting, like, flip we get.
He's like a villain.
Yeah, he's, like, literally a villain, hey? He's a villain. He's a villain. Maurice and chemistry-wise... I'm just going to look for
and
chemistry.
Shauna.
Mia and Lamont have lovely chemistry. I think
love
I
that.
Would love
I think
to
they probably
out.
Have the favorite, my
yeah,
favorite
yeah,
chemistry.
I would love
it was also
to
interesting
out.
Seeing the dynamic of him getting a girlfriend.
Yeah, and how she...
And she was jealous.
She was losing art,
she,
you know?
That little girl's birthday
But I mean,
party.
She... He was going to come to LA for her, and she was being a hoe. She
and
was
she
being
was
a hoe.
But it's also like, why are you inviting all your boyfriends to the same
like
bite?
What, like, what are the choices that we're making? Like, she was like...
That's messy.
I was like, three of them
you
at
know
the same
what?
Because I think you know what happened. Because I think she really is in love with Lamont. I think
she
had
is.
Some sort of argument or whatever. And then she, you know...
And
you
then,
know when
and
you,
then
the
she met the
situation,
other guy.
Guys, she met the rapper, rebound, hey? And then she was just like, you know what, let's rather be good co-parents and not do this. And you could tell he was butthurt by that. Because they were finally like in a good place. Because
he's also just so present.
They were in a good place.
So present as a dad, which loved it. I mean, it
took him a while to get there.
It did.
But he did get there.
They did fix it up.
Yeah, and they really were getting to a good... They were in a good place. And then she was just like, gonna take the rapper. I don't want to complicate this.
But the rapper...
The rapper
treated her like, you know...
That got weird. Like, why are you posting photos of me like that?
It's weird. Is that what people do? That's what people do, ne?
Yeah.
In the other algorithms out there, guys. Know, wow.
Yeah, because he started off great.
Yeah.
Like, he was a good guy. He was romancing her. And then he just, like, had a weird Because
there
switch
was also
up.
That moment where...
Do you know what the switch up was? It was her fault.
Where she was, like, texting...
And she said, I bagged him. But she was supposed to be texting her friend, and she sent that to him.
Is it?
And that's when he started to switch up.
Oh, because
remember, he invited her. He was like, I'm going to fly you out for the weekend. Remember when she went to his place for the weekend? He wined her, he tanned her, personal shave, go do your hair, go do your nails, whatever, shopping, whatever. And he was like, princess treatment. Then, leaves her at the airport... Now she's texting her friend.
Was this in the first season him. Or
no,
this
the second
season.
This really? Season now. So she was at the airport and she texted her friend, like, I bagged him. She said something along those lines. And then, because she was texting many people at the same time, and then she realized she sent it to him.
Oh, okay.
And then after that, that's when he started to switch up.
Because there was that moment.
Because
that
he was just like, you were actually just using me for money.
Yeah.
So it obviously made him feel like not great.
There was that moment. Because
he did like her.
There was that moment, where she's trying to figure it out with Shauna, and she shows, because she did spend some time with him.
She did.
Yeah, because she left them.
Oh, when she shows the picture.
I don't know what happened, but she left them to go be with him. In LA, in his house, and be the girlfriend.
It was that episode,
And then after that
is when he switches up, because of what she says.
But then she shows Shauna a text where she was, like, trying to reach him and he doesn't respond. So I'm not sure if...
It's because of what she said.
To him. I didn't see that text. That's what I'm saying. I didn't see that text.
She sent that to him, but for her,
it was a thing of, I think I've lost him because I've over-communicated. Because she was going on about... Because she was going on. She was sending text after text after text. Because
she
did.
I think she was also trying to cover what she said. Because what she said was not great.
I didn't even see that. For me, it was like a thing of... Because that
was like the crux of...
Because then Shauna said to her that, there are avoidant and attached people in relationships, and he looks like he's the avoidant type, because she was like getting anxious. Because she was even like, I've been trying to text him and I'm like anxious. Say, like, what's going on?
And he also didn't say like, hey, I was actually... I think he just kind of like...
No, he wouldn't say.
He wouldn't say.
Nobody would say.
He just kind of... Because he says it when he catches her with the other guy after she sleeps with
dress.
Yes,
because he sends her the blue dress.
So after he catches her fucking the other dude in the bathroom, then he's like, but you were just using me for money, blah blah blah. So it's like, okay, so you were upset about it, you just didn't say that. But she also ruined that, because
she ruined it across the road.
Even if people are money bags, it's weird to hear.
Yeah, it is, hey, because they're not trying to
Be
used like that, you know.
Especially because he even said, like, women have, like, just treated me like this before, blah, 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 and he was being all vulnerable, and then she turned around and, like,
And also because the friends are just, like, in her ear about, like, a nigga with money, because it's also just, like, why, what did they have to do with it? Like, I hate that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what do they have to do with it? And the other one twice mentions kind of having an interest in the nigga with the money, you know? So it's also just like frenemy vibes or...
Yeah.
But it was interesting.
But yeah. No,
bad really choices was. Across the road.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was funny though. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good. It was a solid season. I wish, But that's that.
That's that on all the black shows.
Yeah. I have a feeling we're going to see it again, though. I do have a feeling.
I hope so.
Yeah, but... should we give it a rating?
Oh, yes, we were in the middle of rating, actually.
Yeah.
I would give it fries.
Yeah, I really liked it. It was solid, man. And excellent. I enjoyed the mess.
I really liked it.
I enjoyed the mess. It was completely messy. I love that.
Yeah. Good on you, Issa.
And all the writers as well, hey? Yes, all the writers. The whole team. Yeah. Everyone. Even Chameleon and the main girls. You guys did a nice thing.
Yes.
And it was something new, you know? Like, that's the whole thing we're talking about, representation. Like, you know, we didn't know this about, like, Miami.
Yeah, we didn't know. Now we don't.
But now we don't know. Now we don't get to know more, you know?
Anyway, follow us.